and welcome back to another episode of Kara's podcast, Knowledge Base Live. I'm your host, Connor Lee, and here with me today, I have a very special guest, the chair of the Alberta Real Estate Foundation, Janice Resch. Say hello, Janice.
Hi there.
She is going to be talking to us. We're going to go into a little bit more of a deep dive about what exactly the Alberta Real Estate Foundation is and then some of the services that they can provide to members when they're going to do their real estate transactions. So first, I figured we would go a little bit into detail about yourself, Janice. So can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I have been a residential realtor with the CARA board now for 27 years. I've sat on the Central Alberta Realtors Association, Alberta Real Estate Association, and Alberta Real Estate Foundation boards for a total of 12 years combined. I feel privileged to serve on these boards and serve the members and beneficiaries.
Wow, so that's quite a bit of time then. Can you tell me a favorite part about working across all of these different organizations has been?
It's been great to see how the organizations run and the professionalism and get to access the vast knowledge of the other Board of Governors and the people you meet throughout the province.
Awesome. Well, I guess we can get started then. Can you tell me what exactly is the Alberta Real Estate Foundation?
The Alberta Real Estate Foundation has been one of Alberta's best-kept secrets for 30 years. It's created under the Real Estate Act in 1991, with the initial purpose was to fund education programs for realtors, and it's evolved significantly over the years. Anytime a real estate transaction is processed, there's a deposit. That deposit goes into the real estate brokerage trust account, and the interest from that trust account is forwarded on to the Alberta Real Estate Foundation. This is pennies on a deposit gathered over thousands of transactions, gives us lots of money to invest back into the province for the benefit of the consumer and the real estate industry.
Awesome. Oh, so that is individually, yeah, about nickels and dimes, but that is all real estate transactions, or is it just realtor-facilitated ones?
It's realtor-facilitated transactions through a registered brokerage.
Oh, okay, so it wouldn't be like an individual sale selling their own home. They
No.
wouldn't qualify?
No.
Okay, well, that is still good information to know. To further elaborate, though, the Alberta Real Estate Foundation services are still available to the public, not just CARA board members that have access?
Right. It's an Alberta-wide foundation, and people can, realtors or the public, we get a lot of universities that apply for grants. The Real Estate Act mandates who the recipient of the foundation funding can be and what foundation can support. Through the programs, the foundation funds education, law reform, research, and projects and activities that benefit both the real estate industry and Albertans. The Alberta Real Estate Foundation offers three funding pathways: sponsorship up to $10,000 to support industry-related and community events, development grants up to $25,000, and investment grants up to $250,000. In addition to our role as funder, we're always looking to connect people and share knowledge. So if we get a group that makes an application for something and we've already been approached by another group, we connect them so that they can work together.
Awesome. So to kind of, I guess, follow up on that, the services that you guys do provide through these grants and sponsorships, can you walk me through how someone would go about applying for one of these?
The very first step would be to go to our website at www.aref.ab.ca/getfunding. And review the criteria that we fund and what we do not fund. It is mandated under the Act what we can do. First step in our application process is to download and fill in a letter of inquiry and email it to our staff team, who are absolutely awesome and happy to help you through an application. The team will get back to you and set up a call or a meeting if allowed. And if your initiative meets the foundation's criteria, your team will invite you to complete the full application.
And I also understand there is a committee meeting process involved in that as well. So once the application is submitted, the committee gets together to approve the project?
That's right. The board gets together three times a year to go over the applications that have already been vetted by the staff, and two governors are assigned the grant, and they review it themselves blind so that they don't know what the other person or who the other person is, and then they make a recommendation in our meeting. It's presented again, and all the Board of Governors votes on whether to support or not support.
Awesome. Okay. And how much do you say that the foundation would typically give out in funding annually?
Typically, it's around $1.5 million, but this being our 30th anniversary year, we doubled that, and we're up to $2 million through our legacy grant program, and we've increased also our granting. So we did $4 million this year, close to it.
Oh, wow. So that is quite a bit of money then that you're giving back just straight into the community. Can you share an example of a really good success story that you've had with that as well?
We've had a lot of success stories. One of the ones that would pertain mostly to the realtors and the real estate industry would be the public legal education website for consumers and condo owners. It's a plain language website so that somebody that's looking at purchasing a condo can go to that website and see, without legalese, they'll be able to read what their responsibilities are as condo owners. And also, if they're considering sitting on a board for a condo, it gives information there for the board members to understand their responsibilities as well. We do a lot of research projects. We get a lot of applications from universities across Alberta, and they're looking into how to improve land use, redeveloping buildings in downtown city centers, as well as for the farmland, how to save the wetlands and the riverbanks and things so that they're not exposed. And one of the big ones also was the radon testing out of the University of Calgary that was funded by us. But one of my favorites was the Fort Vermilion Area Seniors Elders Lodge. It was a project that they were actually raising money by selling pies and cookies and things like that to try and fund this project. So it was quite exciting for us to give a large amount of money, looking into how to develop a vacant school into seniors living so that the elders didn't have to leave their families when they could no longer live at home.
Oh, so it's not just the real estate industry then, it seems. You guys are putting back money into the entire community in general.
We are. It all has to tie back to the real estate industry. It has to be a benefit to real estate, but it also must be a benefit to Albertans in general. So what we'd really like to see is the real estate agents and associates across the province get the word out to the people in their communities so that they can possibly bring forward some grant ideas to us. We'd like to get much more realtor involvement.
Perfect. And every project that the foundation has supported is listed on the website as well?
It is, yeah. If you wanted to go in and see what we've done and what we've supported over the years, you can easily go in. I gave you the website address. The easy way is Google Alberta Real Estate Foundation, and it'll take you to that website. And there's a great resource and a resource library of information. So possibly if you're with a group, we might have already funded it, and the answer might be on the website to answer your question.
Wow, okay. And also, since the establishment in 1991, you guys have given out quite a bit. It is $26.5 million across 665 projects in Alberta. Can you tell me about how the foundation wants to move ahead in the next 30 years?
Well, we want to continue to do what we've been doing, and we want to improve on it. So this spring and summer, the foundation hosted engagement sessions with our stakeholders. So we had industry members, past grant recipients, real estate sector representatives, and just members of the general public to challenge them with coming up with ideas for us or what they seen that we were missing. And we came back with some really good ideas. We heard that the real estate industry is facing massive changes, which of course realtors know. The demographic, cultural, and social environment and financial changes are intersecting, like the impacts of the climate change, changes in technology of homes and home buying affordability, and changes in the nature of home ownership. We also heard that different segments of the real estate sector face different challenges and require unique solutions. So the foundation is involved in all four elements of the real estate sector in the province: residential, commercial, mortgage, and condominiums. And we clearly heard how each different segment are facing unique issues that require their own paths of research, application, and understanding. We're really happy to recently get an experienced condominium manager as one of our newest board of governor members, so that will help us understand the condominium issues very, very well. So that's nice. And our path into the next 30 years will be informed by what we hear from requests. So we can't tell you what you want. You have to tell us. But again, like I said, I really want to see more realtors getting involved, making it so that we're no longer an Alberta secret. Bring the initiative to the foundation. There is sponsorship grants available that we haven't talked about yet. Those are up to $10,000, and it can be a community project, information session. So if there's something that the CARA board members wanted more education on, they just need to let the board of directors know, and the board of directors contact the foundation, and we will try and make that happen.
So I guess then the biggest piece of advice that you can offer to everybody is just apply, because you never really know until you do it, and the worst thing that you guys could say is no.
Exactly, yeah, and like I say, the staff is really helpful, so if you've got wording wrong in your application and some other method might be more acceptable, then they will help you do that so that you can get to the table in front of the Board of Governors.
Awesome. Well, I believe that's all the time that we've got, but I really appreciate you coming down and sort of highlighting some of the strengths and key features of the Alberta Real Estate Foundation that wouldn't really be as known if it weren't for this episode here. So I'm really glad that we're going to be getting the word out for the Alberta Real Estate Foundation to both the public and members.
Great. Thanks for helping.
And as usual, everyone else, thank you for listening, and keep calm and care on.